We're here at the 84th National FFA Convention with Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. Secretary Vilsack, you spoke with FFA members this morning. What was your message to them?
Well, I think it's important for young people to understand that this was a commencement exercise of sorts, acknowledging the work that they've done to reach the highest level of success within FFA. But commencements are commencements, not just an end, but they're also the beginning. And I wanted these young people to understand they have an enormous opportunity, that this is their moment to accept a challenge, whether it's helping to feed a hungry world, whether it's reshaping the American economy to a bio-based economy, or whether it's helping this country solve one of the vexing issues that we confront today, which is the immigration issue, and making sure that we understand the importance of diversity and immigration as it relates to agriculture. So an opportunity to challenge these young people.
You've met with National FFA staff and the National FFA officer team multiple times over this past year, but today you're able to experience a different level of membership, a more grassroots level. How is the impression different?
Well, what it does is it reinforces when you meet the leadership, you think, well, these are leaders and you would expect them to be articulate, mature, to have a good sense of direction for the future. But when you talk to the rank and file, if you will, you find out that that's true throughout FFA. It's an amazing organization that really focuses on leadership development. In addition to supporting agriculture and supporting opportunities within agriculture, I think the most important thing it does is it helps to create young people that are confident enough to be leaders. It gives them experience in studying and sacrificing and saving and investing and spurs entrepreneurship. And it's an amazing organization, and I've grown to appreciate it obviously far more in this position than I may have when I was governor of Iowa and when I used to meet with the FFA kids at the state fair, for example. So it's an opportunity to realize how many good quality young people there are in an organization that's got 550,000 members.
You spoke about challenging FFA members, and this year our membership has been challenged by your department and National FFA staff to take an active part in the Farm Bill policy. How can FFA members, most of which aren't even old enough to vote, have an influence on the policy that's shaping our country and our industry?
Well, first of all, there's an opportunity through the FFA website to engage in a conversation. There were several key questions that have been posed by FFA leadership to their membership, and those responses can help us educate Congress about what the younger generation is considering and thinking about. When you understand and appreciate that the average age of a farmer is somewhere in the neighborhood of 57 years of age, 30% of our farmers are over the age of 65, you realize that there's got to be a generation of folks coming into play here that will take those opportunities. So this Farm Bill is really about shaping the kind of agricultural opportunity they're going to have. So they actually have more of a stake in this Farm Bill than, say, somebody who's been farming for 30 or 40 years. And so they need to weigh in. They need to say to Congress, it's important that you have a beginning farmer program that really gives us an opportunity. If we don't happen to be fortunate enough to be in a farm family but still want to farm or still want to have that opportunity, how do we get into this business? What kind of help is there? It's important for this generation to continue to explain to people my age that the immigration issue's got to get resolved, and we got to continue to understand the global nature of agriculture. So we have to make a concerted investment in trade. And these young people come from small towns across the country. They understand that small towns struggle every time with employment opportunities, and rural development becomes an important component. So there are a lot of different opportunities for these youngsters to weigh in, and you know, I think we need to listen to them because, after all, it is really about their future.
FFA members have taken the first step in preparing for their future by putting on that blue and gold jacket and attending events like the National FFA Convention. Since this is a time in their life where they are just beginning to start their pathway, what advice would you give them when making career plans and future goals?
Well, the advice I would give them is to look for things that you do where time doesn't matter. If you're working hard and you don't realize that you've spent an hour or 2 hours on something, that's where your passion is. Time doesn't matter. Devote yourself to that. And I think what you'll find with these young people is that there are probably a lot of things where time doesn't matter because they're the kind of kids who get involved in a lot of different kinds of activities. So they're going to have to prioritize. They're going to have to figure out precisely where their focus is. They have unlimited potential, but obviously unlimited potential isn't realized unless you focus And I think FFA does a good job of explaining the need to focus, of getting disciplined, of developing a plan and a strategy to reach whatever goal you set. I don't think there's a, you know, there's not a young person in that audience today that I spoke to that probably doesn't have a pretty good idea of what they want to do and what they want to be. They just need to go after it.
The theme of this year's National FFA Convention is I Believe, which comes from our FFA creed. What are some of the things that you have come to believe in?
Well, I think it's, you know, obvious to say I believe in this country, and I believe in the notion that this country represents something unique and different about the world and about humankind. This notion of out of many comes one, the notion that diversity is something to be celebrated, not something to be fearful of. You know, I believe very, very strongly in the future of agriculture and the opportunities of agriculture to not just simply feed us, not just simply to provide energy and fuel as they will do in the future, but to really reshape the economy of the country. I have seen products that are being made from agricultural products recently at land-grant universities. The opportunity for us to again be a country that makes, creates, and innovates, an opportunity for us to do things that never have been done before. There's no question that agriculture has that opportunity for us. And while some may think we've migrated away from agriculture, I think what we're going to see in the future is a migration towards agriculture and the capacity to use land and use our natural resources in a way that opens up a whole new interesting and exciting future. You know, this is a funny example, but I was at Ohio State not long ago, and they're actually making asphalt in part out of hog manure. You start thinking about, you know, the opportunities to take waste product that has been a problem and create some positive benefit from it that puts value to it. It shows you how unlimited the potential is.
Is there any final message you'd like to leave with FFA members and others who are stakeholders in agricultural education?
Well, I would just simply say that I was privileged to be in an audience today with 3,200 plus young people that are excited about the future, who believe strongly in agriculture and strongly in their country, and who come from families that that have instilled in them the right set of values. I often tell audiences that rural America represents 16% of America's population, but somewhere near 40% of our military, and there's a reason for that, because kids who grow up in these rural towns, I think they understand that you got to give something back. You can't keep taking. And I saw 3,200 young people that can't wait to give back to their country. And I think the future for them and for the country is exciting.
That was Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack at the 84th National FFA Convention.